will of people, then that's what you do. I think the doctrine of election forces the evangelist to say the message is clear. The message is the issue. The truth must be proclaimed. So I'm much more concerned with the clarity of the gospel and with a passionate appeal based upon that gospel, short of any manipulation whatsoever that might give somebody sort of an emotional pressure that would make them do something that was not really the work of God. So the first thing that happens when you believe in the doctrine of election is it forces you in your evangelism to focus on the truth, because the power is in the truth. God converts through a true presentation of the gospel. The second thing is you don't bear the full burden of response. People say to me, are you disappointed when you preach and a lot of people aren't saved? And my answer is, I'm disappointed when I preach and I don't get it right. I'm disappointed when I preach and I haven't studied well enough. I'm disappointed when I preach and I don't make it clear. I'm disappointed when I preach and I haven't given my whole heart to the preaching to exhaust that passage and to plead with sinners. But I can't control the response. That's not my job. If I thought that people went to heaven based upon my ability to convince them, I couldn't live with it. I couldn't live with the fact that hell was being populated by my inabilities. I can't carry that load. And yet you see some, this is an amazing thing to me, some of the most slap-happy evangelists, some of the most slapstick carnival kind of evangelism, which is really popular today, by these guys up there who think, you know, they're wowing the crowd and getting people in the kingdom, and isn't it great? Do they really believe that it's their style that is converting people? Because if they do, then it's also their lack of connection that's damning other people. That's just way too much responsibility. I don't know, if I were an evangelist and I felt that people's salvation depended upon my ability to manipulate or move them, if I believed that, I couldn't live with it. I mean, that would be such an overwhelming burden that I think I'd go mad with that. But I couldn't be a comedian, I'll tell you that. That would suck all the comedy out of my preaching for sure. Yeah. But I think